Winter sports season starting, catching up with some of the Atlantic wrestling crew here, and now we're getting to catch up with Brendan Casey. Brendan, your thoughts on how preparation and work has gone for you so far here?
A lot of off-season work. We had a camp down in Missouri that we went to, and then Powerhouse. We've been doing Powerhouse. Some guys did just spring, which is Greco freestyle, and then other guys continued on into summer with folk style. And then we've had quite a few open mat days, so I think we're ready. We're getting ready.
State qualifier for you last year. I'm sure that's another goal for you to get back there. I guess what have you done here in the off season to work and improve yourself?
I did Powerhouse, went to as many open mats as I can. I've worked a lot on slowing down technique, working on just the small things, shots, stand-ups, the little technical things.
As a team, kind of what are some of the thoughts and goals you guys have talked about so far?
As a team, I think we could place top three at the state duels. We've all agreed that we're going to try to set the new record for Atlantic with the most state qualifiers in a year, and I think we're pushing ourselves as hard as we can.
Have you set a personal goal for yourself?
Place top three in state.
What are you looking for here early on in the season? You get a chance to get out there and actually get into competition. What kind of things are you expecting of yourself early on?
Prove myself. I didn't quite do as good at state as I was hoping, so I want to prove that I belong here and I can complete what I want to do.
Thanks a lot, Brendan. Appreciate
Thank you.
All right, now catching up with Josh Haas. Josh, you got a chance to kind of get your feet a little bit more wet last season with the team. What have you been working on here in the off season?
I've done a little bit of Powerhouse and done a couple open mats, but it'd be more at home stuff, just kind of working on moves in the living room and just kind of perfecting technique.
What kind of things do you think you, I guess, need to improve the most from what you experienced last season?
Probably staying in my stance, not getting so high and heavy on people, and just kind of working the moves that I know.
Same thing I asked Brendan there. Thoughts on team and what you want to accomplish there?
I think we can make it to number one state duels. I think we're strong enough as a team that we'll be able to complete anything that we set our minds to. And then for me personally, I want to try and get to state because I only made sectionals last year.
I guess what kind of feeling have you got from the group? I know wrestling's probably one of those sports where you get a pretty good camaraderie going because you guys spend so much time together in the same room, but your feeling on how this team feels to you?
To me, it feels like we're really strong and really motivated to go back to state since we went last year, and with the new guys coming up, they've also brought in new energy to the room, so it's kind of battling with us and just trying to get everyone to the same goal at the end of the year.
What things do you want to try to accomplish, I guess, see from yourself and from your team as you get out there early in competition this year?
I want to see more from my teammates to really push it hard on the mat and just kind of go for points, go for scores. And then for me personally, it's to believe in myself and what I need to do to get to the team and to get us to state and for me to get to state personally.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff.
Yep, no problem.
Pitching up now with Dominic Mullins. Dominic, your thoughts on preparation so far here for the wrestling season?
I personally didn't attend any off-season stuff because I was unsure if I would do wrestling this year, but I know a lot of the guys did. I worked harder on themselves, becoming mentally stronger and ready for this season.
I guess, what's that like then, I guess, getting involved in some of the work here early in the year? I'm sure for everybody it's, you know, you're getting back into that wrestling shape and it's hard and you get a lot of stuff that pushes you a lot. What's that like going through that?
Like Coach Duff says, just empty your tank. Work hard. I've been watching some of the guys in the wrestling room, learning new moves, going slower, just not going fast through, actually taking time to learn what I'm doing.
You have a pretty large group of seniors here on this team. I'm sure that's probably kind of fun to have a group like that to be able to kind of lean on each other.
Yeah, we have a lot of seniors. They fill up a lot of weight classes, so if anyone else is in their weight class, they can kind of look up to them and learn from them.
What are some of the goals you've set for yourself here?
I want to make varsity and win a couple tournaments for myself.
What do you feel like this team can accomplish?
I believe that we can definitely win state duels. We've been, especially like last year, us going to state duels really motivated us. So we've been working harder in the wrestling room so we can make that goal this year.
All right, Dom, we appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
Catching up here with another junior, Cohen Bruce. Cohen, your thoughts on preparation so far?
Everybody's been getting working on the off season. They've been going to the camps, going to the open mats, doing club wrestling, and going to those freestyle and Greco tournaments, which is helping us get our shots and all that stuff, live wrestling.
Definitely seems like a sport that involves a lot of commitment and certainly a lot of time commitment when you're doing all those types of things. Do you enjoy that aspect of it?
It comes with its ups and downs. You know, you got to get in, get a workout. That's always good for you. And sometimes you have to sacrifice time where instead of going out with some buddies, going to a camp or an open mat. But in the end, it does pay off if you want to be good at the sport.
I guess what kind of things personally have you worked on?
I've been working a lot on just finishing my shots, not just stopping on my knees, and a lot of my setups too, but mainly just finishing my shots.
What kind of goals have you set for yourself and for the team?
For the team, obviously, wanting to qualify at least half of those weights and finishing top three at the state dual tournament. And for myself, I set goals of getting on the varsity lineup.
I guess the same thing I asked Dante there. What are you kind of looking for from the team and from yourself here early on in the season?
Just everybody keep pushing them, pushing everybody in the room, feeding off each other's energies, and just finishing.
Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Yep.
Catching up with Nathan Kaiser now. Nathan, your thoughts on how your preparation's gone so far?
I think I've been taking part in a lot more off-season work like the other guys. I attended Powerhouse. Went to that Missouri camp and been spending a lot of time at open mat and stuff like that. And I've been watching a lot of film and just studying what other guys do, and I think I'm prepared pretty well for the season.
What kind of things do you think have improved the most for you in some of that preparation?
I've been wrestling different styles, and I've been learning a lot more about my stance and different takedowns and setups, and I think I'm really improving in that area.
I talked a little bit there to Miles about, I guess, the overall team atmosphere, but I know part of that, too, is being able to have other guys that work well with you in the room and make you better and improve. Do you feel like up and down the lineup you've got that opportunity for guys to really push each other?
Yeah, definitely. Every weight class, we have tons of talent. I think a lot of our less talented wrestlers are able to learn off of them and just get better as an entire team, and I think we're improving every single day, and I think we're going to make big bounds.
Well, some of the goals that you feel like have set for yourself and then for the team as well?
Personally, I want to qualify for state this year. Every year I've been facing different competitions, so I can't really set any expectations, so I have to go out there and work as hard as I can to get as far as I can. And like the other guy said, I think as a team we could easily place top three and win state duels. So just a lot of big goals we have for each other, and I think we could accomplish all of them.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Catching up with Miles Mundorf. Miles, your thoughts on how preparation's gone so far here for you?
I worked all spring, all summer. Went to a lot of Powerhouse, went to Missouri, a few other camps on my own. Really made a lot of leaps and bounds this summer, and I think I'm going to make a big splash this season.
What's your feeling here from this team? What do you think you guys can accomplish this year?
I think we can win state duels and place top three at the traditional state tournament. We have a lot of talent on this team, and not only talent, but we work hard. We really push each other, and we expect big things from each other. So we set a lot of high standards, and we can meet them.
I know one of those keys, too, to having a good team is always to be able to have enough guys in the right spots and be able to fill out a lineup good. Do you feel like this team's going to be able to do that well?
Yeah, a lot of sophomores and juniors are really stepping up this year, really coming into their own in the sport. It's going to be interesting to see how a few of the weights shake out, but I think it's going to be a good year.
What are some of the goals you've set for yourself this season?
I want to place top four at the state tournament. And I didn't make it past sectionals last year. I lost a close match. And I know that I could make a big impact at the state tournament and turn a few heads. So that's what I want to do.
You said you feel like you've improved a lot. I guess what types of things, what part of your style has improved the most?
I've really improved a lot on my feet. I found a few takedowns that really work well for me, and I've gotten a lot more aggressive with hand fighting and stuff and setting up my shots. So I've made a lot of improvement there.
As a senior on this team, do you feel a little bit of that responsibility, bringing some of the other guys up? How do you feel that the senior group has done that?
I think the senior group's done pretty well. You know, last year we had Caden Stutzman. He was a pretty good leader, and we've kind of stepped up in that leadership role. And there's a lot more seniors than there were last year, so the leadership's kind of spread out more. So it's not all placed on one person to lead the pack.
Well, Miles, we wish you the best of luck here this season. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Catching up with some of the other Atlantic wrestlers here, and now getting a chance to catch up with Dante Hedrington. Dante, your thoughts on preparation so far this year?
I think our whole team has worked a lot during the offseason. You know, a lot of the guys have been going up to Powerhouse. We've gone to a couple camps, so all around up and down the lineup, everyone's been working hard in the offseason. They want to make it a good year.
What are some of the things you particularly yourself have been working on to try to improve?
I've gone to Powerhouse over the offseason. I've went to Missouri. I've done a couple tournaments, you know, just trying to sharpen what I know and hopefully just, like, be just that much better than I was last year.
What particular skills did you feel like you needed to work on?
A lot on bottom and just a lot of quickness on my feet. I was really slow last year, didn't move a whole lot. So I'm hoping with this offseason work it'll change.
What kind of goals have you talked about as a team?
Obviously, we want to go back to state duels. We want to place even higher. Our goal is top three. That's the goal every year. We set the standard, you know. We got to meet it and break it. And, you know, we want over half of our lineup qualifying for state individually.
And I guess that leads me there to you personally, your goals for yourself.
My goal for myself, I want to qualify for state. You know, I was really close last year. Came down to that final match, just couldn't quite pull through, so... That's my goal this year, is to get into the state tournament and hopefully be on the stand.
Got quite a few guys in the upperclassmen here in this group. I'm sure that's kind of fun to be able to have a big group to kind of lean on each other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love all of them, all the seniors. They've been here. I mean, they were here since I was a freshman. They helped me through it all. They've been through all the struggles, all the blood, sweat, and tears that are right there. You know, it's crazy to think, like, how much these guys have gone through, and it's their last year, and I'm just excited to watch them.
I guess, what do you want to see here early on when you get out there for competition, I guess, from yourself and from the team?
I mean, I just want to see a lot of openness, a lot of, like, new shots, things that we haven't tried before, because, you know, at that higher level, we're going to need everything that we can take, and we can't just be good at one small thing. We have to be able to have a couple things under our belt.
All right, thanks a lot, Dante.
Thank you.
All right, Aiden Smith now here catching up prior to the wrestling season. Aiden, your thoughts on how the work's gone so far?
It's going pretty good. Everybody in the room is putting in 100%, and they're just going hard and getting ready for the real action in the season when the season begins.
You had a very successful freshman campaign, able to get there to the state tournament and get a placing. I'm sure you want to build off of that, but your thoughts on how that experience was for you and what you're building for now.
It was amazing. I want to win state this year. I have a really good chance at winning state. I just got to put in the work and be really disciplined on my weight, and it'll add up and work out.
As a team, I know you kind of alluded there already that you probably can do some really good things. I know there's always the consistent goals that this team has year in and year out, but what have you guys talked about there?
We really want to win state duels. We really have the potential. Everybody's working really hard in the room. We just got to be ready for the real season and just go wrestle through positions that we've never been through. And just wrestle them out.
A lot of seniors that I've talked to here are getting ready for this season, and I'm sure you've had a chance, obviously, to work with a lot of these guys. But how nice is that to have a big group like that to be able to bring some of these young guys up?
It's awesome. They all have a lot of knowledge about wrestling, and they've all been through most of this. So when somebody's having a hard time, like a freshman or a sophomore, they can really talk them out and tell them, like, how it plays out. Or when something's going wrong, they can help them.
What are some of the skills that you've worked on yourself the most here from last year to now?
Discipline's number one. My setup, stance, and just all that stuff.
Early on in the season, I know everybody's anxious to get out there and ready to go, but what do you want to see from yourself and from the team when you actually get a chance to go against somebody else?
Be really intense. Don't let off. Even when you're in bad positions, just keep wrestling and just don't go on your back.
Yeah. Aiden, certainly going to be fun to watch you guys here this season, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, catching up now with Jarrett Armstrong. Jarrett, your thoughts on how things have gone here early on in the wrestling season?
Things are going actually really good with even the freshmen coming in. We've got some brand new faces to wrestling entirely, and they're all picking up on it great.
a pretty big group of leaders out there. This is a big senior class, and you got a lot of upperclassmen in general. I'm sure that helps kind of bring some of those new guys along, too.
Absolutely. We have 11 seniors in total, and every senior partners with a younger guy that isn't sure what they're doing, and we do the best we can to coach them and help them to be the best wrestler they can be.
Well, as a team, you got to have a great lineup up and down. It sounds like, from what I've heard from everybody else, you've got an opportunity to do that. A lot of guys that fit in different spots well.
We have a lot of new faces that are also really good. They can fill in spots we lost from seniors leaving us last year, Stutzman and Fullman. And this year I will be cutting to 170 since Stutzman's gone.
Some of the goals that you set for yourself and for the team.
My goal this year is to sweep through the district tournament, sweep through state and win it. And for a team, I would like to win the state duels because I think we can.
Early on in the season, when you get out there and actually get a chance to have some competition against other guys, what are you looking for from the team and from yourself there?
For the team, I would like no pins. Did not get pinned. Nobody needs to be on their back in a match except for the other guy.
And I guess for yourself, what are you hoping to accomplish here as you get out there early on in the year?
I want to get my 100 wins and then try and see if I can reach 150.
Well, we appreciate your time. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
All right, catching up now with Jarrett Armstrong. Jarrett, your thoughts on how things have gone here early on in the wrestling season?
Things are going actually really good with even the freshmen coming in. We've got some brand new faces to wrestling entirely, and they're all picking up on it great.
A pretty big group of leaders out there. This is a big senior class, and you got a lot of upperclassmen in general. I'm sure that helps kind of bring some of those new guys along, too.
Absolutely. We have 11 seniors in total, and every senior partners with a younger guy that isn't sure what they're doing, and we do the best we can to coach them and help them to be the best wrestler they can be.
Well, as a team, you got to have a great lineup up and down. It sounds like, from what I've heard from everybody else, you've got an opportunity to do that. A lot of guys that fit in different spots well.
We have a lot of new faces that are also really good. They can fill in spots we lost from seniors leaving us last year, Stutzman and Fullman. And this year I will be cutting to 170 since Stutzman's gone.
Some of the goals that you set for yourself and for the team.
My goal this year is to sweep through the district tournament, sweep through state and win it. And for a team, I would like to win the state duels because I think we can.
Early on in the season, when you get out there and actually get a chance to have some competition against other guys, what are you looking for from the team and from yourself there?
For the team, I would like no pins. Did not get pinned. Nobody needs to be on their back in a match except for the other guy.
And I guess for yourself, what are you hoping to accomplish here as you get out there early on in the year?
I want to get my 100 wins and then try and see if I can reach 150.
Well, we appreciate your time. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
All right, catching up now with Jarrett Armstrong. Jarrett, your thoughts on how things have gone here early on in the wrestling season?
Things are going actually really good with even the freshmen coming in. We've got some brand new faces to wrestling entirely, and they're all picking up on it great.
A pretty big group of leaders out there. This is a big senior class, and you got a lot of upperclassmen in general. I'm sure that helps kind of bring some of those new guys along, too.
Absolutely. We have 11 seniors in total, and every senior partners with a younger guy that isn't sure what they're doing, and we do the best we can to coach them and help them to be the best wrestler they can be.
Well, as a team, you got to have a great lineup up and down. It sounds like, from what I've heard from everybody else, you've got an opportunity to do that. A lot of guys that fit in different spots well.
We have a lot of new faces that are also really good. They can fill in spots we lost from seniors leaving us last year, Stutzman and Fullman. And this year I will be cutting to 170 since Stutzman's gone.
Some of the goals that you set for yourself and for the team.
My goal this year is to sweep through the district tournament, sweep through state and win it. And for a team, I would like to win the state duels because I think we can.
Early on in the season, when you get out there and actually get a chance to have some competition against other guys, what are you looking for from the team and from yourself there?
For the team, I would like no pins. Did not get pinned. Nobody needs to be on their back in a match except for the other guy.
And I guess for yourself, what are you hoping to accomplish here as you get out there early on in the year?
I want to get my 100 wins and then try and see if I can reach 150.
Well, we appreciate your time. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
Chance to catch up now with Tanner O'Brien. Tanner, your thoughts on how preparation's gone so far?
You know, it's been really good. We had a hard first week. You know, we're starting the second week off really good. I got a short Thanksgiving break, and we're back at it the next 2 days. This spring, you know, and summer, I did some stuff in Council Bluffs, some off-season work. Went to a couple tournaments with Easton here, and that's how we're putting in the work.
What kind of skills personally have you been working on the most?
You know, I've been working on my feet a lot. I need to get out on bottom. Been working on a few moves there, setting up shots and stuff like that.
Goals you've set for yourself this year?
My number one goal right now is 100 win club, and then to qualify for state as a individual and then as a team.
And as a team, what kind of things do you, goals or heights that you guys can reach?
You know, we want to win as many tournaments as we can. I want to be the district champion there again. I want to make it to state duels again, and hopefully we can place higher than we did last year.
This is a pretty big group of seniors that you guys have got here. I guess what's that kind of like? Do you have a good kind of bond between each other?
Yeah, we've been doing this for the past 4 years. You know, there's a couple new faces out there, but we've been throughout other sports with each other, so, you know, we're pretty tight as a senior class.
We wish you the best of luck this season. Thank you.
Thank you.
Catching up with Brent Masker now. Brent, your thoughts on preparation here early in the year?
I haven't done much. I mean, I went to, like, a couple open mats, but I've been lifting weights and trying to get better.
Yeah. Well, I think the process is different for everybody. There's some guys that are going to all kinds of stuff, some guys that do different sports and maybe focus on other things too. But when you get into the season, obviously there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and they push you pretty hard, I'm sure, and different things, just getting your body ready. What's that experience like?
I actually really enjoy it because I like the hard work and stuff, but I'm not, like, so dedicated to wrestling that I'm doing it every single off season and stuff. But I mean, some guys will actually go off season and do all this wrestling stuff, but that's
I guess some of the goals you've set for yourself this season, what do you want to try to accomplish?
Varsity and win a couple varsity tournaments.
What do you feel like this team can accomplish this year?
We can make it to state duels, and half of our lineup can make it to state.
I guess early on in the season, what kind of things do you want to see here from yourself and from the team?
I need to work better on some on my feet and on bottom, and everybody just needs to work hard.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Catching up with Tay Jordan. Tay, your thoughts on your work here so far early in the season?
Well, I've been off-season. I was able to be part of the national team for Iowa up in Fargo, North Dakota. That helped me a lot, set my mindset, and yeah.
I'm sure that was a pretty cool experience. What was that like?
It was awesome. I got to meet a lot of great guys, good wrestlers, learn a lot, and overall a great experience.
What kind of things, I guess, skills personally have you been working on the most?
I've been trying to get better on my feet. I struggle on bottom a lot. I've been getting help a lot, going to clubs, different college coaches been helping me, and yeah.
What are some of the goals that you've set for yourself this season?
I'm hoping to get up at the state tournament this year, and yeah.
And as far as the team goes, I'm sure kind of what the other guys have been saying, what kind of things do you think this team can accomplish?
The way we've been working off season, half their guys win over freestyle Greco off season, working the butts off, and I think we can get up to that state top three easily. Stools.
What things, I guess, early on in the season do you want to kind of see here from yourself and the team?
Keep working off each other, feeding off each other energy, and I guess help each other push each other, and yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, head of the wrestling season now, catching up with Atlantic head coach Tim Duff. Coach, your thoughts on how preparation's gone so far here for you?
Yeah, you know, it's been a good start to the season. I think the kids have the right mindset. They've come in. You know, we've got a good group of seniors. When you're looking at 10 seniors, a number of them with some varsity experience, you know, a number of them are their fourth year in the program. As a coaching staff, I guess, we always, you know, I wouldn't say pride ourselves. I don't know if that's the word, but our goal as a coaching staff, you know, if you're a young man and you come in our program, wrestle for 4 years, you know, by the end of your fourth year, we want you to have an opportunity to qualify for the state tournament. And if we're doing our job and we're coaching you and you're learning in our program and you put in for solid years and the athlete is consistent and they're listening and learning, you know, by their senior year, we want those kids to have that chance, to have a chance to qualify for the state tournament, you know. You know, that's the thing about the sport of wrestling. There's other good kids on other teams, too, that are doing the same, and they're putting in their time and their effort and their off-season work and so that's what makes wrestling, you know, such a great sport is that, you know, the kids really do get ultimately to determine, you know, which individuals have success. And, you know, for us, we do preach a lot on the mental aspect of it. We want our kids to have confidence in themselves, to have, you know, unwavering self-belief, you know, to know that every time they step on the mat, they have an opportunity to compete and compete at a high level. And if they do that and they wrestle their best, they're going to give themselves a chance to win, you know, each match they step out there.
Well, and how valuable is that to have such a large group of guys that are up there in that upper class to be able to bring those new guys along, too?
Yeah, you know, and they're great kids. They're a great group of senior class. They're good leaders. They hold themselves accountable. They hold each other accountable, and they hold the young kids accountable. They're doing a great job, you know, not only being vocal leaders, but, you know, they're leading by example. You know, before others will follow, you have to be doing the right things before everybody's going to follow you or listen to what you say. And so, you know, your actions speak so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying. And those seniors lead by their actions and their attitude, and they're out front. And they're doing it the right way, and they're showing the young kids, you know, how we expect to practice and how we approach everything we do, you know, from our morning runs and lifts to morning technique to afternoon practices, you know, whether we're drilling or wrestling live. You know, there's an expectation, a mindset that when you're an Atlantic wrestler, you're going to do things hard, and the hard way is the right way. And so we want our kids to embrace that, and we want our kids to understand that, you know, the harder you work, the more you're going to get out of it. And in the sport of wrestling, you know, we say you don't get what you deserve, you get what you earn. And so you've got to go earn it. And if you earn it, you know, it comes down to, you know, two kids are going to earn the trip to the state tournament ultimately at the end of the season. And so, you know, our focus, you know, obviously we want to wrestle our best, and our kids they're competitive kids. And every time they step on the mat, you know, they're going to compete and they're going to wrestle to win. And we want that. We love that. Ultimately, you know, we want to wrestle our best at the end of the season. And so, you know, we've always taken the approach that everything is practice up until what we've said, sectionals. Now this year, a little change, no sectionals. So, you know, come district tournament, that's when the real season starts. And, you know, team-wise, now the state duels is the week before the district. So, you know, that's a change. So, you know, state duels have always been at the end of the season. Now it's kind of thrown in there the weekend that used to be the sectional wrestling tournament. That's going to be state duels. So, you know, kind of the week before districts, our focus will be regional duels as a team, and hopefully, you know, give ourselves a chance to wrestle in the regional duels. And if we can be one of the top eight teams, get a chance to go to the state duels in Iowa City this year. And, you know, that's a goal of this group. And then, like I said, we'll turn around to districts, focus each individual, and see if we can get some kids to state tournament and possibly make some noise as individuals and as a team.
Yeah, and you were able to accomplish some great things as a team there at the end of the season, getting to the state team duels last year. And in order to do that, you have to have a good lineup up and down, guys that can fill in weight classes and be competitive. And from talking with the guys here tonight, it certainly sounds like you've got an opportunity to do that pretty well.
Yeah, you know, I think last year, you look at our lineup, Chris, the depth I thought we had great depth last year. We had a lot of kids that were competing and battling. You know, we put kids out, 14 kids on the mat that would go out and just wrestle hard for each other, wrestle hard for their teammates, wrestle hard for the school and the communities. And at the end of the season, we were a tough out. We were a pretty solid unit, and our kids, I was really proud of the way they competed. And, you know, this is a new year, new team. But we've got a lot of those same faces back. And so, you know, nobody's gonna back down, you know, now that you've got probably the target. And, you know, it's a new season. And so how are you going to approach, you know, those expectations? And, you know, the other teams in our area, you know, there's some really good outfits, great teams. You look at Glenwood, Coach Weber's done a tremendous job in his years, you know, 3 years over there, I believe now. You know, I think he's got a really, really strong team. You know, I think they're probably favored in the Hawkeye 10, but you can't count out Creston. Coach Downing's done a great job. You know, last year, Creston, you know, they were ahead of us at the start of the season, and we slowly kind of reeled them back in, and by the end of the season caught up to them and finally beat them a few times there, and beat them at regional duels, go to state duels, and beat them at the Hawkeye 10. You know, but they bring everybody back, and you know, we graduated some really great wrestlers, and so we've got some shoes to fill, and we know Creston brings everybody back. So between, you know, Glenwood, Creston, Hawkeye 10 wise, those are the two teams I think we're going to be chasing. Districts, we travel to Glenwood, so we know we're going to go through Glenwood. You look at Clarinda, Coach Bevins, his first year down there last year, their kids were real tough and improving at the end of the season, so we know they're going to have some hard-nosed kids, and they're going to compete. You look at Red Oak, they've got some real strong upper weights, you know, and some kids that are going to be competing for medals and state titles, and you throw in Harlan, they've got some nice, especially in the upper weights, good upper weights. Shenandoah's got some kids. It's going to be a battle every night out. So I could go through everybody's lineup, and I'm telling you, every team has some real tough kids, and some of the teams, you know, top to bottom, they're really strong. And so we're going to have to, you know, wrestle our best to compete. And, you know, hopefully, like you said, with 10 seniors, they've been in those hard, you know, hard-nosed, tough situations. Hopefully they're good leaders for us and kind of lead the way.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of chance to peek into the squad here early in the season. It'll be fun to follow your squad all year long, and we'll appreciate catching up with you later down the road.
Yeah, we appreciate all the great coverage. You know, we've got some kids that are great kids. Our first night out, we'll wrestle the December 1st. We travel up to Adel. And then the second, we go to Humboldt, and the third, our JV's at Audubon. You know, home duel-wise, we don't have a lot. It's kind of a light home dual season this year. It's kind of one of those things, wrestling with all of the triangulars and quads, we don't get as many home events, unfortunately. But this year, you know, our first home event's going to be the Roland Dyer, and that's January 7th, coming off of break there after the New Year's, Saturday the 7th, and it should be a great tournament, one of the tougher tournaments in Southwest Iowa. So, you know, if you're waiting to get out to watch us, that'll be our first home meet, like I said. But the first, we wrestle at Adel, and if you're real interested, on November 28th, we have our Meet the Team night on Monday, the 28th, 6 o'clock in the wrestling room. And that's open to any fan, parent, any supporter, anybody in the town. If you want to come out, it's kind of a intense, packed room. We just kind of line the walls around the wrestling room and pair the kids up. They get some live matches, and it's always a good chance to watch the kids scrap.